Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and the deep thought and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's keep it 100. Them traitors think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only bout it, God can't bout it, nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight. And it don't matter if you black or white. And I know it's gonna take some sacrifice.
Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
According to unconfirmed reports, Russian President Vladimir Putin is set to undergo cancer surgery. Doctors think that with their sharpest skills and a little luck, they can remove all the Putin.
Yeah, good one. That's a good one. Mm. That's a good one.
I like it. Yeah.
Yeah, there's no confirmation on that, right? That was a New York Post story, and I haven't seen anywhere else that he's got cancer and going to give up power for a couple hours while he gets operated on.
Yeah, I mean, that's a hell of a story if it's true.
I'd say, how would you find, because how many people would be involved in an operation? It'd have to be at least three, right? That could kill.
Bare minimum.
How would you find three people who wouldn't think, we got him, he's asleep. Let's freaking end this.
You have your guards surrounding the operating room, and you hope they're loyal, I guess.
Yeah, that's probably actually what would happen. Putin's people would show you a picture of, we have guards outside your house where your wife and kids are, before you start this operation. Just keep that in mind.
And a quick note on what's coming up on the show. Go to your local carnival, your fun house. Look at yourself in the mirror. And then run to your doctor and say, doctor, I'm all bendy and my top half is small and my bottom half is huge. That would be as reasonable as looking at the mainstream media and saying, I know what the American people think about Roe versus Wade and abortion in general. It is completely different in reality. Plus, what are the main arguments against Roe v. Wade? You've heard it's bad law. Why? Got that for you, too, if you'd like to understand a little better.
So this is an interesting headline out of Vice. CDC tracked millions of phones to see if Americans were following the COVID lockdown orders. They bought access to the location data. See, that was what people were concerned about. Geez, going way back to, what's the scrawny little dude who told us about this back in the day?
So many scrawny dudes.
He lives in Russia now. Somebody help me.
Oh, Edward Snowden.
Yeah. Ed Snowden. This is what he told us about a long time ago. It's like the whole no, the phone companies are doing it, and then they're going to get it from the phone companies. Anyway, the CDC bought access to location data from a company that has it from tens of millions of phones in the United States to perform analysis of compliance with curfews, track patterns of people visiting schools, and monitor the effectiveness of policy on the Navajo Nation for some reason. Among the other
things. I hope they track the data of the one guy who is windsurfing alone off of Santa Monica and was chased down on by the cops, because that's a good example of the lockdowns and regulations we were supposed to follow.
The documents released through this Freedom of Information request also show that the CDC was going to use this data for reasons beyond the COVID-19. So they were just going to use it for all kinds of health reasons. We're making the country better, tracking you and keeping track of what you're doing. We all know that this location. Why do I keep saying location? We all know that this.
Is it your foreign accent?
Location data is on our phones and that companies have it. Well, they bought it from a company called SafeGraph. CDC paid $420,000 for access to 1 year of phone data. Should the government be able to do that? Just go buy it from some company who has all the information of everywhere you've been.
I'm guessing at some point the article says that the individual phone, I don't know, IDs or whatever were not tied to people.
Right.
It was just anonymous data.
Yes, but is that good enough for you? It's not good enough for me.
No. I'm not saying it is. I want a full understanding of what we're talking about.
Yeah. So they don't have names and all that sort of stuff. But how many hundreds of thousands of dollars would they have to pay to get the names if they decided to at any point? The CDC used the data to monitor curfews. And here, I got the list. Hold on just a second. Okay, this is what I relate.
You know, maybe they should have used that $400,000 to buy masks back when they were telling us that masks would do no good prior to when they told us masks are so important even little children who can't conceivably wear a mask properly should wear cloth, useless masks compulsorily in school. Maybe that was a long, convoluted rant, but I think you see my point. You bastards.
Maybe they should have used the money to stop forbidding private companies for working on the vaccine. No, we've got this. You're not allowed to do that until the X date because we're doing, you know, all that crap. They were tracking you instead. The CDC seems to have purposefully, according to Vice, created an open-ended list of use cases, which included monitoring curfews, neighbor-to-neighbor visits, seeing if you're going visiting your neighbor.
Wow. Oh,
visits man. To churches, which you get into some First Amendment territory there. Schools and pharmacies, and also a variety of analysis with this data specifically focused on violence, whatever, however they got into that. The documents contain a long list of what the CDC describes as 21 different potential CDC use cases for the data. They want to track patterns of those visiting K-12 schools to figure out what people were doing.
There was very little of that because the teachers' unions kept the schools closed long past any point where it made any sense, CDC. You can ask me these questions instead of spending all that money. I mean, I'm willing to confess the restrictions and guidelines that were reasonable and I would have done on my own anyway, I followed. The idiotic, unconstitutional, arbitrary ones, I ignore those completely.
Vice says, against the inflamed backdrop of our discussions in America right now, the use of cell phone location data for such a wide variety of tracking measures, even if effective. See, that's not the question of whether it's effective or not. There's lots of things that would be effective that we don't allow in our Constitution. Even if effective, is likely to be controversial. It's also likely to give anti-vaccine groups a real-world data point on which to pin their darkest warnings. That's true, too.
Anti-vaccine.
The anti-vax crowd that thinks it's all about tracking us and government databases and stuff like that, that helps their argument. Oh, so the CDC is keeping track of our phone records to see if I'm visiting my neighbor too often.
Or going to church.
How is this not a bigger deal? It was impossible up until a couple of years ago. I mean, it was just flat impossible. The government couldn't have hired enough people to follow millions of people around to see what they were doing. So the fact that it was just not possible is why it didn't happen until fairly recently. And I get it's a private company. I get that your names are not attached. But it's still the government tracking the movements of citizens. And it just oogs me out.
Yeah.
And for own good, which is my least favorite phrase in the English language.
The reason it won't get much attention is, and I'm quoting those who ought to be giving it attention, I hate Trump, and Trump played down the COVID, and so my entire identity has become acting like COVID is the most important thing 24 hours a day, and the CDC was trying to fight COVID, so I agree with everything the CDC does at all times, and I don't want to blow the whistle on their fouls. That's why.
Speaking of Trump, which I don't do very often anymore, and don't plan to do very often for the rest of my life, but speaking of Trump, he certainly played a role in that Ohio Senate race. J.D. Vance, who was a distant third 3 weeks ago with 10%, distant, like everybody had written it off as like he doesn't have a chance. Trump comes in and endorses him full-throatedly. J.D. Vance campaigns with Matt Gaetz of Florida and that, what's her name, Green woman.
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
That's his closing argument over the weekend. And he wins going away yesterday, the Republican nomination in Ohio. As a guy who was, once again, full-throated, never Trumper at the beginning.
He's a guy that said some bad shit about me.
J.D. Vance said, if Trump gets a nomination, I'm going to have to vote for Hillary. Actually said that. And because he changed his mind and went, 100% that direction, people were, okay, you're on board now, and there you go.
I have strong statements that will offend one and all. Stay tuned for that.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I don't like strong statements on my talk radio. kind of like a verbal Kenny G sort of. That's what I want. I want a verbal Celine Dion when I. Aw. Aw. That's that sound aww. I made. Aw.
Today's topic, things that make you go, aw.
Aw. Puppies. Aww. Little kids.
Kittens. Pretty flowers in the spring.
So many things
make you go, aw. And that's what we'll talk about.
And it's all on the way.
Armstrong and Getty. Hi, it's Larry Elder, and I want to tell you about a man named George who wrote in about his experience with 100% drug-free Relief Factor. George drives a garbage truck in Oregon. That's 10 hours a day of limited movement. And guess what that does to a bad knee? It's not good. After a while, George could barely move at the end of his shift, and he wasn't really sure what he was going to do. That's when Relief Factor came into his life. George is still out there working hard every day, but now he does it without pain. Hundreds of thousands of people have tried Relief Factor, and about 70% of them go on to order more. If you're living with pain in your life, it's time to do something about it and give Relief Factor a try. I'm telling you, it can really change your life for the better. Your first step to becoming pain-free just might be to order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com, that's ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Economists are warning that sanctions against Russia could trigger devastating inflation, worse than the current 40-year highs. Hi, this is Stephen K. Bannon, and I urge you to protect your savings right now with a gold IRA through Birch Gold, the only company I trust for gold. Just text the word SECURE to 989898 to get a free info kit on how to protect your savings with gold. So text the word SECURE to 989898.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
Ah, this is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Reading and keep that business local. Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
My name is Vincent Eugene Allen. I'm a doctor and businessman running for insurance commissioner, and I approve this message.
Doctor. Vincent Eugene Allen was born in Cleveland, Mississippi, raised by his grandmother, Rosia H. Miller. After completing medical school in West Virginia, Dr. Allen began caring for patients in Los Angeles. Businessman, Vincent Eugene Allen and his wife, Dr. Connie U. Allen, operate 7 urgent care clinics across Los Angeles, seeing thousands of patients and providing high-paying jobs to the community. Community leader, Vincent Eugene Allen was on the front lines of the pandemic, providing food for the quarantined and medical services for the community. He and his family continue to hold charitable events in their community. Vote Vincent Eugene Allen for insurance commissioner. Doctor, not politician. Paid for by Dr. Allen for insurance commissioner 2022, FPPC ID 143-9485.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
Hey kids, what's your favorite kids' meal at Black Bear Diner? Is it a mini volcano, burger sliders, chicken strips, or strawberry French toast? This month, have a grown-up bring you into Black Bear Diner, and while you're here, ask for a happy cupcake coloring sheet, get creative, and have them post your creation for a chance to win a meal for you and your favorite adults. We can't wait to see what you come up with. Happening this month only at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Fly nonstop from Reading to Las Vegas for as low as $39 one way with Avelo Airlines. Feeling like that weekend getaway? You can be in Vegas by lunch and enjoy all that Las Vegas has to offer. Great food, entertainment, and fun. Don't forget about those Raiders games this fall. With small lines and easy parking, flying from Reading with Avelo just got a whole lot better with flights to Vegas. Say hello to Avelo and book direct now at AveloAir.com.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
A lot of people making the point on the text line. You know how they tracked us? Bird drones. Birds aren't real. That's how they tracked us.
It flies at spies.
The CDC, that's how the CDC knows you went to church and visited your neighbor. Why would the government have that information? But they do.
Yeah, unbelievable. Oh, speaking of that sort of thing, some new updates, including some really funny stuff on the new Ministry of Truth at the DHS. First, though, on the J.D. Vance thing, he won the primary in Ohio for the Senate seat that's open. And he did, he was in a distant third. Trump endorsed him. Then he leapt to the top of the polls and he won. I agree with everything Jack said. Your premise is right. Your evidence is right. But I'm going to weaken it a little bit for a couple of ways. Number one, J.D. Vance is brilliant. And now it would seem completely cynical. And being brilliant and cynical is a good way to get elected. He took advantage of the Trump endorsement in a way that many people couldn't have. So the whole Trump endorsement
they couldn't have why?
Because they're not as skilled as he is. I mean, he's an incredible speaker.
That's a combination of couldn't and wouldn't. So,
well, yeah, and you made the point, we were chatting during the commercials, that it's funny that you can say something you don't quite mean on Twitter and your career is ruined, even, no matter how many times you say I didn't mean it. But this guy ripped Trump. Side and down the other, as they say.
Yeah, he was an out loud never Trumper and then says, I was wrong. I shouldn't have said that stuff. And he's on board.
Trump is great. I love Trump.
Yeah.
And the voters, the Trumpian voters have forgiven him. The second thing is, or third, whatever, who's counting, is that Ohio, particularly central Ohio, where he really, really focused, is the Trumpiest of Trump country. That's where he grew up. That's his people. That's the hillbilly elegy people. And he was particularly well suited to take advantage of the Trump endorsement. So I see all sorts of examples where Trump's endorsement doesn't do anybody
absolutely
any good.
Absolutely. It's way overrated by the lefty media to make it act like Trump is in control of everything that's happening in America. No, he's not. His endorsement has had almost no effect on anybody other than J.D. Vance.
So I got to admit, and I'm probably prejudiced too far in the other direction. I know that the mainstream media, for the mainstream media, Trump was the greatest ratings promotion they've ever, ever had or ever will. So they're desperate to make him the center of every story, and it annoys me to the point that, I poo-poo it.
By the way, that wasn't meant to be a knock on Trump. It's a knock on the idea of endorsements. They've always said, Senator Ted Kennedy is now endorsed. Nobody freaking cares. That's not the way people vote.
Yeah. Yeah. So a couple of things on the whole Ministry of Truth thing. The Disinformation Governance Board that we were talking about, and this this woman, Ms. Jankowski, what's her first name? Nina Jankowski, the 33-year-old world authority on what's misinformation and disinformation, who's going to be running this this board that Alejandro Mayorkas is struggling to explain what the hell they're going to do. Nobody seems to know what they're going to do. But just a quick rundown of her resume, some of which you've heard. She helped choke down the Hunter Biden bombshell. Said it was a Trump campaign project, Russian disinformation, etc. So, didn't recognize disinformation very well there. They mentioned her creepy Mary Poppins disinformation song. I don't know, she's into musical theater. So is my wife. So I can't criticize her for that. That time she called for censoring memes. Quote, the biggest challenge in identifying this content for both our team and for platforms is what we've dubbed malign creativity.
Wow.
Wait a minute. Can we stop right there, folks? Wow. The coded language memes and context-based content, which allow harmful posts to avoid detection. In other words, she wants to make sure that if anybody uses humor or a play on words or a picture to make a political point she doesn't approve of, those should be banned as well. She suggested using cops to police online speech. Discussing online abuse toward women in an April interview, she insisted we need to at least upskill police officers and local law enforcement to deal with these things and perhaps start some collaboration. So if you think arguing with a woman becomes too forceful and somehow harassment, the cops should be called in. She sang praises for the Russia disinformation hoax's Christopher Steele. Listened last night to Christopher Steele. Yes, that Christopher Steele provides some great historical context about the evolution of disinfo, worth a listen. And it's all about the Russian collusion thing. And finally, she called insulting Kamala Harris a threat to democracy. I wrote about the online gendered abuse I experienced and the attacks we tracked against Kamala Harris, et cetera, et cetera, and what ought to be done about it. So insulting Kamala Harris is a threat to democracy. All right, fine. So anyway, I love this. This is all an excuse to get to this by Jack Schaefer in Politico. He wrote a guest editorial, and he goes into some of the questions everybody's asking about what the hell are they going to do, how they're going to do it. Jen Psaki said, I haven't really dug into this exactly, so nobody knows what's going on. But here's the part I liked. The idea that the Biden administration would pulp the First Amendment and institute an authoritarian regime through its agents at DHS is immediately dismissible, if only because it is one of the most ineffectual departments in the president's cabinet. Had Biden given the task to agriculture or commerce or another department with a better GPA in governing, we should be afraid. But DHS couldn't stamp out disinformation or erect an American Reich if we reallocated to it all the arms we're currently shipping to Ukraine. It's peopled by a confederacy of dunces and botch artists incapable of carrying out its current mission. For instance, DHS shrugged off the January 6 warning signs, according to the GAO. It failed to share intelligence about the wave of Haitian immigrants who breached the border in 2021. The department is so riddled with copycat programs that duplicate duties handled by other federal agencies, it should be abolished, a view held by many. And then he goes into, I'm sorry, we're about out of time, but he goes into the utter incompetence of this agency. They can't do anything.
When am I going to be told about the Dave Chappelle attack? I understand he was attacked on stage. I know nothing about this. Our comedians are being attacked left and right on stages across America.
Oh!
Yes. Dave Chappelle was indeed attacked at the famous Hollywood Bowl, the legendary Hollywood Bowl. The comments made, the aftermath will shock you, shock your conscience. The beating the would-be tackler took, his arms pointing the wrong way. That was worth discussing.
Wow. And you've got the arguments for why Roe versus Wade actually is bad law.
Yep. I think in case you're not familiar with them.
I think a lot of people would like to hear that in case they end up in a discussion about it. If you miss an hour, get the podcast, Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Violent crime right
California under siege.
Are gang related?
Criminals set free.
Their local police.
Police attacked.
In shooting victims.
Victims ignored.
God, shot my little brother.
Ultra-liberal California Attorney General Rob Bonta has never personally prosecuted drug traffickers or violent gang members. He has zero experience to do the job. Nathan Hochman does. Nathan is the one candidate for Attorney General endorsed by the California Republican Party. He's the only candidate with the real experience to keep us safe. As Assistant U.S. Attorney, Hochman prosecuted corrupt government officials and locked up violent drug traffickers and gang members.
I'm Nathan Hochman. What's happening in California is unacceptable. Politicians ignore us while communities are attacked. As Attorney General, I'll actually do the job and prosecute criminals. I will always protect California first.
Nathan Hochman, an attorney general who will keep us safe.
Paid for by Nathan Hochman for Attorney General 2022.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb is open now through September 5th in Reading at Turtle Bay Museum. Featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures. Presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. This exhibition is included with paid park admission, free for Turtle Bay members. Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb, open now through September 5th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, I'm Erin Resner, and I'm running for Shasta County Supervisor in District 1. As a local business owner, mother of four, and current Reading City Council member, public safety is a top priority. That's why, while as acting mayor, I led the council in approving a crisis intervention response team within the Reading Police Department, which has successfully assisted many citizens in crisis. If you want to be part of creating a stronger and better Shasta County, then vote for me, Erin Resner, for Shasta County Supervisor on June 7th.
Paid for by Erin Resner for Supervisor 2022.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
My worry is that this is just the beginning. Next, they'll go after gay marriage, and maybe the Brown versus Board of Education.
Yeah.
They already eroded our voting rights a little bit.
Yeah.
So I see fascism down the line here.
Wow. Well, if you're looking for stupid.
Should we even be responding to Joy Behar? I mean, she's got a job. But does she believe that? I mean, there were a number of people saying that yesterday. The president himself said this could just be the beginning. There are many other things. So, but do they believe that? Do they believe that the Brown v.
Board of Education?
Or that even the Republican Party wants to overturn gay marriage? No freaking way.
Before we get further into that, clip number 21, Michael.
There are a lot of things now on the chopping block. Fundamental rights include interstate travel, include the idea of same-sex marriage, include same-sex relationships, just to name a few. Now this is essentially gone. What's next?
Wait a second. I hadn't heard that one.
Mm-hmm.
The Republicans are out to end interstate travel.
That's right.
You can't go from it.
I suggest you figure out which state you like the best and get there, because interstate travel's about to be over.
Your days from going to Wisconsin to Iowa are over, my friend. No more of that crap in my America. That's hilarious.
You and your perverse going to Oregon for vacation.
Interstate travel is on the chopping block. Oh, my God.
Well,
I hadn't heard that. That's funny.
Oh, you know, as long as we're playing harem scarum tapes, how about the POTUS himself, the grand old man, and I mean old, clip number 26.
If this decision holds, it's really quite a radical decision.
That's not all. The vice president says the rights of all Americans are at risk.
Women's rights protect us all!
As the president claims, this draft goes beyond abortion.
It goes to other basic rights, the right to marry, the right to determine a whole range of things.
So if I understand correctly, which justice was it that leaked his opinion leaked? It was
Alito. Samuel Alito.
That Justice Alito specifically says in his 98 pages, this is why abortion's different from these other things and why it
right,
wouldn't
we're gonna
apply.
Get into it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But oh, my God. Again, I
interstate travel.
So often I come back to the question, though, do people believe this when they say, do they think there's an effort brewing to overturn Brown versus Board of Education from 1954?
Right, that will resegregate classrooms. Actually, progressives are trying to. People of color only spaces. Yeah, so they might be in favor of it. I don't know. I can't assume they're not. So to the reasoning Alito actually makes in the decision, briefly summarized, and why some folks in the media who are desperate, desperate, desperate for you to tune in because their ratings suck, why they're bringing up gay marriage and interstate travel and that sort of thing. They actually have some very shaky, muddy ground to stand on, but we'll get to that. So Justice Alito wrote, among other things, the Constitution makes no reference to abortion, and no such right is implicitly protected by any constitutional provision. He acknowledges that the Due Process Clause of the 14th Amendment, which protects liberty, has been held to guarantee some rights that are not mentioned in the Constitution. And that is why people are saying, oh, so if it isn't mentioned specifically in the Constitution, the Supreme Court's going to come for it and overturn it, including interstate travel. No, boy, Las Vegas, that's going to be tough. I mean, outside of Vegas, there aren't that many people in Nevada. No way can those
casinos. All those giant casinos, and all you got is a couple of people from Pahrump.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, good news, though, Illinoisans. You'll be able to get a seat at the Cubs games because all the tourists won't be filling up Wrigley Field when that stupid, evil interstate travel is dealt with. Anyway, so back to this. Those implicit rights, he wrote, quoting a 1997 decision, must be, quote, deeply rooted in this nation's history and tradition and implicit in the concept of ordered liberty. Like, for instance, interstate travel. Abortion, he wrote, is no such right. Indeed, when the 14th Amendment was adopted, three-quarters of the states made abortion a crime at all stages of pregnancy. Some have argued that, well, there are all sorts of things that were a crime at the time that aren't now, and the times have changed, which is not a terrible argument, but he goes on. Other rights protected by the 14th Amendment, he added, did not have to balance a competing interest. An interest, I say as an aside, that you will never, ever hear addressed
no.
by the pro-abortion crowd.
No, no. It came up so little yesterday, I was shocked.
Other rights protected by the 14th do not have to balance a competing interest, that of fetal life and the fetus's life specifically.
It's amazing how little that comes up. The root division over abortion is, do you think there's a live being in there or not? That's what it gets down to, you realize?
That's the division, but that's not the discussion. The discussion is, hey, that's a living human being, and the other side of it is, I don't care.
For the father, the idea that you don't get to tell me what to do with my body, okay, but I get to have a role in that other body that's inside you. I should have a role in that. Society should have a role in that.
Yeah, the only question is starting when, I suppose. But,
well, that decision's
again,
more or less been made by America sometime before the first trimester is over.
Yeah, yeah, honestly. And we'll get to that, America's attitudes. Justice Alito's second point was that the doctrine of stare decisis, which is essentially you got to respect presidents, does not preclude overruling Roe v. Wade and a similar decision in 1992, Planned Parenthood v. Casey. Quote, Roe was egregiously wrong from the start. Its reasoning was exceptionally weak, and the decision had damaging consequences. And far from bringing about a national settlement of the abortion issue, Roe and Casey have inflamed the debate and deepened division. In four places, the draft opinion quoted from, Okay, here it is. Justice Alito included a long list of decisions in which the court had overruled precedents. They included some of the court's greatest hits, including landmark cases on racial equality and gay rights. Without these decisions, American constitutional law as we know it would be unrecognizable, and this would be a different country. So don't act like every precedent is precious, okay? That's just disingenuous. Another quote. They note that attitudes about the pregnancy of unmarried women have changed drastically, that federal and state... I'm sorry. This is the reasoning why now versus the early 70s is a very, very different time for a woman to be pregnant. They note that attitudes about the pregnancy of unmarried women have changed drastically. It's no longer a disaster or a shame or you have to leave town or whatever. That federal
some
state
people,
laws,
lot, enough people, depending on where you live, celebrate it. It's a better way to do it. Get the freaking men out of the equation.
Yeah, that's true. Disturbing, but true. State and federal laws ban discrimination on the basis of pregnancy. Leave for pregnancy and childbirth are now guaranteed by law in many cases. The costs of medical care associated with pregnancy are covered by insurance or government assistance. That states have increasingly adopted, quote, safe haven laws, which generally allow women to drop off babies anonymously. And that a woman who puts her newborn up for adoption today has little reason to fear that the baby will not find a suitable home, he wrote. So the situation has really changed. And back to the argument that if a practice is not explicitly mentioned, then it's not really a right. Alito rejected that view, and he explained why that's a bad argument. And we'll hit you with that in just a second after a quick word from our friends.
You hooked me. I was ready to hear it, then you said, coming up.
Well, people are going to ask you, oh, so if it's not in the Constitution, that doesn't count? Well, here the answer is coming up. After a word from SimpliSafe Home Security, the best home security you can get, they want us to tell you about how their sensors can protect against flooding and that sort of thing. I'm telling you, where most of y'all live, it's all about randos and crime and somebody stealing your kids' bikes or your bike or snatching packages off your front porch or just kicking in your front door. And, man, you can customize your SimpliSafe Home Security system to deal with your needs. It is not a one-size-fits-all. fits all system.
Sure, comprehensive 24/7 professional monitoring, depending on your, you know, my rural lifestyle is different than my in-town lifestyle in terms of my worries, no doubt about it. So you can customize this system. You set it up yourself. The plans cost under a dollar a day. No long-term contracts. You're not locked in for the next 2 years whether you use it or not, not with SimpliSafe.
So check it out. Customize the perfect system for your home in just a few minutes. Oh, be sure to look at the wireless outdoor security camera. Super high def, night vision, everything. Your home will be truly your castle. Go to simplysafe.com/Armstrong. Go today. Claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off with interactive monitoring. That's simplysafe.com/Armstrong.
So for some reason, Joe is hiding the Dave Chappelle story from me, but I just saw up on the TV, they took the guy out on us in an ambulance?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, wow.
There wasn't a part of him unbeat.
So a guy attacks Dave Chappelle on stage, and not Dave Chappelle, the guy who did the attack, and ends up going out in an ambulance.
Yes.
Yes. You know, I've always said we just need like a 1% vigilante justice. Any more than that gets out of hand, but just a little bit.
Dave's security guys seem to take it personally. Anyway. So Judge Alito responded to the whole argument that this ruling would threaten many rights, including same-sex marriage, contraception, and interstate travel, because none of those practices is explicitly mentioned in the Constitution, blah, blah, blah. Judge Alito rejected that view. To ensure that our decision is not misunderstood or mischaracterized, we emphasize that our decision concerns the constitutional right to abortion and no other right. Nothing in this opinion should be understood to cast doubt on precedents that do not concern abortion. All the court was doing, he said, was returning to the question of whether and how to restrict abortion to elected lawmakers. Roe and Casey must be overruled, and the authority to regulate abortion must be returned to the people and their elected representatives. His reasoning being, to double back a little bit, because of the incredibly powerful counter-interest of the unborn human being. And that it's worse for mysterious judges to declare this once and for all, according to the technology of the 70s, when there's so much evolving understanding and so much disagreement about it. So, anyway.
Yeah, and it was pretty interesting that yesterday Biden used the term child. He said, describing Roe as protecting the right to abort a child, whereas, you know, the pro-choice crowd has been against using the term child all these years, wanting to say fetus or something else, because if you start calling it a child, well, wait a second, if it's a child, should I be aborting, which is a kind word for killing? Should I be killing a child? Because that's literally what you're talking about, based on the terminology Joe Biden used yesterday.
Right, and of course the left went crazy. We ought to have that clip, and if we don't, let's get it, but... one more thing, and then I want to move on. I don't want to talk about abortion or Roe versus Wade all day, but because I think it's a lot of this hubbub is mostly...
I have another point after your point I have to get to at some point. But.
Well, then we probably ought to take a break. I'm looking at the clock.
Probably should. Ben, are you going to tell me what happened with Dave Chappelle? There's all kinds of exciting stuff.
Okay, try to tackle him as people beat the bejesus out.
Well, there seems to be more to it than that. We have sound. Yeah. We have details.
We have sound. Sound details and details with sound.
Our comedians can't go on stage without being attacked anymore.
Oh.
Actually, there's some truth to that.
Uh-oh. That's hilarious. More on the way. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Are you tired of gulping down the lying filth of the mainstream media? Yeah, we are too. We try to tell you the truth every single day.
Gulping down lying filth. Wow.
Nobody wants to sound dumb. Our goal is to help you not sound dumb. We'll inform you, and it'll be fun at the same time. You have to choose between entertainment and information. Combine them both with the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty On Demand. 4 episodes available every day.
Via the iHeartRadio app or wherever you download your podcasts.
Rates continue to rise. Please protect yourself and let our friends at American Financing review your finances, especially your high-interest debt. You cannot let those balances grow or those interest charges compound. Take care of it now so you can be financially set for the future. It could save you up to $1,000 a month when you call 800-906-2440. or visit AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Texting enrolls you to recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
If you are a man over 40, listen up, because this could impact how much you're getting done during the day and at night. The harsh reality is, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. Here's the good news. Nugenix, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC, has changed the game again for men over 40 with Nugenix Total T, their most powerful man-boosting formula ever. And guys all over America are raving about it. Jeremy P. says, this is the best product I've found to raise T levels. I plan on using the product for the rest of my life. And how about Shane D.? He says, I had no drive and was tanked out at the end of the day. After 3 months, my energy level is through the roof. I work out like most 19-year-olds. I am 47. Guys over 40, you need Nugenix Total T. And right now, you can get a complimentary bottle. Just text BEACH to 321-321. It's the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. But you can only get your complimentary bottle by texting BEACH to 321-321. That's BEACH to 321-321. Text BEACH to 321-321.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
We need all units to
crime right.
California, under siege.
Arch gang related.
Criminals
cities
set free.
Defund their local police.
Police attacked.
Increased in shooting victims.
Victims ignored.
God, shot my little brother.
Ultra-liberal California Attorney General Rob Bonta has never personally prosecuted drug traffickers or violent gang members. He has zero experience to do the job. Nathan Hochman does. Nathan is the one candidate for Attorney General endorsed by the California Republican Party. He's the only candidate with the real experience to keep us safe. As Assistant U.S. Attorney, Hochman prosecuted corrupt government officials and locked up violent drug traffickers and gang members.
I'm Nathan Hochman. What's happening in California is unacceptable. Politicians ignore us while communities are attacked. As Attorney General, I'll actually do the job and prosecute criminals. I will always protect California first.
Nathan Hochman, an attorney general who will keep us safe.
Paid for by Nathan Hochman for Attorney General 2022.
Spring has sprung at Gold Leaf Nursery, which is back open. And it's time to add color to your landscape. The nursery is blooming with azaleas, clematis, phlox, candy tuft, perennials, and annuals. So, saturate your landscape with color. Add yet another dimension to your landscape with our new statuary, including a variety of bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Come by and check us out at 6186 Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Gold Leaf Nursery, back open Wednesday through Saturday.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Make some noise for hip-hop history. Thank you, son. It was a trans man. Was that Will Smith?
So, Dave Chappelle on stage doing his comedy and some attempts to attack him, it sounds like. How did the guy get any licks in on Dave Chappelle?
The guy in classic tackling form, Jack, tried to stick and wrap Dave Chappelle. Chappelle shed him fairly easily, bounced off Chappelle, who's a bigger guy than you might think.
He's in his 50s, though, so.
Yeah, the would-be attacker, though, bounced off him, went to the ground where he was dragged off by Chappelle's security people, who gave him an epic ass-whooping. Guy was taken to the hospital with allegedly a broken jaw, an elbow pointing in the opposite direction it usually does, and other problems. And I'm not in favor of severe beatings. But if I attack Dave Chappelle on the stage, I'm expecting to take a hell of an ass whooping.
I am in favor of deterring random people for thinking they get to do whatever they want with little to no penalty, though. I am for that. And that was Chris Rock who grabbed the mic real quick and said, was that Will Smith? Which is funny.
Yes.
Dave Chappelle quick with was that a trans man? Because of that whole controversy. So all the way around, humor was had, even after the attack.
Yes, controversial humor. And actually, Chappelle and Jamie Foxx stood there and were talking and riffing. And go ahead with clip number 12.
Oh, now everybody comes out for the curtain call. I've been doing this 35 years. I just stomped the backstage. I always wanted to do that. I'm back there squeezing this too. I seen Bus around there and it's like, that's how you do it, God.
The end part was, that's Busta Rhymes back there saying, that's how you do it, dog. Which, if you know Busta Rhymes act, that makes sense. Every single one of those bleeps, I believe, was an N-bomb. I also have a story where a teacher mentioned that word in the context of words that can't be used and is fired for it.
Oh, my God.
It is a charade and a hypocrisy and a ridiculousness that is just beyond description, but it is what it is.
Elon Musk now has 91 million followers, so his impact on Twitter has been growing. He said he wants to make Twitter more fun. That's one of his goals. Eliminate bots so that we know they're real human beings. Hmm. And all that sort of stuff, and follow the rules of free speech. But so that's where he is on.
Plus,
that.
The drought in the West has been ended by liberal tears, Jack, over Twitter, over Elon Musk.
Oh, really?
No, it hasn't. There's still a drought.
So Elon tweeted this out yesterday, and I thought it was kind of interesting. He said, I get asked this a lot, and it was about investing. He said, buy stock in several companies that make products and services that you believe in. Only sell them if you think their products and services are trending worse. Don't panic when the market does. This will serve you well in the long term. That's pretty basic, simple advice. I think Warren Buffett would say more or less the same thing, as I've heard him say more or less the same thing. I caught on to that years ago. I don't know why I catch it. Like going to Target every other day with young kids. And buying, one, so I bought Target stock, and two, spending gazillions of dollars on Procter & Gamble products endlessly and thinking, you know, this is a product I use. And the same with Apple. I'm never, like, not touching an Apple product pretty much 24 hours a day. I mean, those are products that I like and use and believe in. And I bought stock in all those, and it has suited me well.
Excellent. Yeah. I don't do much
it's
of that.
Pretty obvious. It's like people who jumped into Zoom stock when they were using it constantly. Here's a product I like and I'm using. I don't know when they got stock.
Well, that's right. I did buy stock in DocuSign when that's Judy and I were buying and selling a house. I thought, wait a minute, everybody's using this. COVID's on. Nobody's getting together at a title company office anymore. And it worked out pretty well, honestly.
I used BlackBerry every day.
There you go. Yeah.
There you go. Keep buying. Keep accumulating that stock, Michael. It's got to bounce back soon. So you're going to hear 1,000 times that 70% of Americans were against overturning Roe v. Wade. The truth is a hell of a lot more complicated than that, and the lamestream media will never tell you that. We'll deal with that next hour.
Yeah, it's really frustrating to me that we can't have conversations around what the average American thinks. Didn't hear that point of view represented once yesterday. You know what? If you take the average American, wants abortion to be legal in the first trimester and not after that. That's the average American. But that point of view was not represented at all yesterday in any of the discussions.
Well, no, because A, that crushes the fundraising. B, it crushes the cable ratings. And C, it crushes the turnout in the polls if we're talking about very small differences of opinion around the margins. No, it's got to be all or nothing. Cataclysm. Horror. Oppression.
And so the when the abortion occurs, obviously, based on what I just said, and all the polls indicate that, for Republicans and Democrats, by the way, it's not one of those where you get 52% because it's 98% Republican and 2% Democrat. No, this is straight across the board. It's just true. The average American, whether you're a Republican or Democrat, wants abortion to be legal in the first trimester, but not cool with that after that. That's just a fact. If you don't, you know, if that's not your position, I don't know what to tell you. And then I was looking at the breakdowns and some of the, how about if they don't want to have kids or if they say they can't afford it? That's got nothing to do with it. It's got to be in the first trimester for the average American. After that, hey, you should have done it earlier.
Or you're killing a baby. And we're not down with killing babies around here. In fact, virtually nobody is around the world.
If you miss an hour of the show, you can grab it in podcast form. Armstrong and Getty On Demand. Do it at armstrongandgetty.com.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.